Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Matt Barris, we haven't even talked about the new jingle.
We haven't. How have we missed that?
Oh, I love it so much.
I do too. You know, we toyed with when to release it, but we did it for our episode with Sharon.
Yes.
That was a special episode for us.
It was. And you know, our jingle was produced and created and written by Charlie Slaybaugh, who is my dear friend Tim and Amy, their son. And Amy passed away last year. Mm-hmm. And
he's really talented.
He's so talented. And he also wrote my Pillow Talk jingle
Talking with Leanne.
Have you heard what Leanne said on Pillow Talk?
That's Charlie.
Yeah, that's Charlie. And he did this jingle for us, and we love it. We feel like it's just got the right vibe.
I know. It's good. It has a little pep in our step.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah, and it's catchy. It's good. Listen, you know all the lyrics. Like, you know, I mean, I know it's only a few lyrics, but you know, like, the highs and the lows and in the middle. Yeah.
Everything is going good with everything because these are good days. I love that. It's so good.
I like the little echoing he does in the background, too.
Good days.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What's your good day?
Oh.
I did my well, good Matt. Day. You just mouthed me.
Well. I did. I was like,
that was my well, Matt. We had not talked about the jingle yet, and here we are.
That is so funny.
Talking about it, celebrating it.
Here's my good day. So I do work in education. My wife is a teacher. Mm-hmm. I am not a teacher. I work in a different, like, administrative central office position. And we had our last day of school recently, and my kids were so excited to be done with school. Now, listen, I actually told the teachers on the last day of school that my kids love school. They were sad to be done. Yeah, they're sad to miss. Yeah. They miss their teachers. They miss their friends, but they are excited to be home.
Yeah.
But my four-year-old Remy was crying, and she was like, "Dad, you still have to go to work where it's summer." And I'm like, "Oh, honey, don't you worry. We got Disney World coming up this summer.
Disney, if you are listening."
Yeah, we're headed on vacation. So I do have to work a little bit more, but I still do get that summer break. I get July with my family, and
I
love that.
You know, when you think about education and teachers, and, you know, I feel like we still have some improving to do in our country with salaries for teachers. The one benefit, though, is really that summers are yours.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing when you have kids at home.
I do think that has kind of been taken advantage of, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of sometimes the justification for salaries, which I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Because I believe that just like a bank, you know, when you go into a bank, the bank teller is such an important part of your banking experience.
Right.
Now, I realize a teacher is not the same thing.
Don't come for me.
Yeah, don't come for me. I'm just saying a teacher is such an important part of your kid's life.
It's true.
I heard a story once, and this is years ago when I was growing up, that this very, very wealthy man, he owned a concrete and gravel pit business. This was in the South. One of the wealthiest men in the region came into the bank with his work boots on and tracked some into the bank. And the bank teller, not realizing who he was, got after him for wearing. And that day he withdrew all his money from that bank and went to a different bank.
Whoa, that's interesting.
Because he's like, if that's how you're going to treat
somebody,
then I'm taking my money elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I just think, I don't know, that got off on a rabbit trail. But a bank teller, just like a teacher, is such an important part of your experience, your children's experience.
Listen,
we should be paying reflective of that.
The teachers that work in our district are incredible. They invest in our kids' lives. It is more than just a job.
Yes.
You know, they
it's
have to build relationships and they have to, like, look out for kids' well-being.
Yes.
It's not just like print off worksheets and stand in front of a class.
And let me reiterate, I'm not comparing bank tellers to school teachers.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that sometimes the role of a person the salary is not reflective of the importance of that role.
Right. Absolutely. But yeah, so we are like switching into summer mode and it's awesome. So yeah.
So what was your good day?
Oh, it was when my daughter was crying. I mean, that doesn't sound like a good day, but she just wanted me to stay home with her all day, every day. And I'm like, how good is that as a dad to be desired wanted by your kids to be around you and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, my good day. And we don't talk about this very much on this podcast.
Okay.
But I work in television. Mm-hmm. I work with Fox affiliates here in Ohio. And one of them is Fox 8 in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And recently I had a segment there, and the morning crew at Fox 8 in Cleveland, which you have even said you grew up watching them.
Oh, I grew up watching them. I've gotten to go with you a handful of times. Yes. They are amazing people.
And Wayne Dawson is one of the nicest men.
Listen, the morning you were on, you texted me randomly and said, I love Wayne Dawson. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
There was no context.
And he recently discovered a tumor or lump in his cheek and had to have surgery and had to have grafting from his arm inserted into his cheek. And you know, while he was gone, while he was out of work, everywhere I went, Matt, everywhere I went here in town, everywhere I went in Amish country, I would have at least one person say to me, what's going on with Wayne? How is Wayne? And so when we started the segment, when I had this most recent segment and we started, I said, Wayne, before we start talking about cake, because I did this incredible cake.
Yeah.
I said, before we start talking about cake, I want you to know, I want to look right at you. I just ignored the cameras. And I just want to tell you, you are so loved.
Yeah.
You are so loved in this viewing community. People were asking me constantly about your well-being, about how you were, about where you were, about how it was going. And I saw his eyes fill up with tears. And I'm like, oh, wow, we're going to cry right here on the morning show. But he gave me this big hug. And I just said, you know, I just want you to know how loved you are. And
that's awesome.
And he said, and I said, what's your big takeaway from this whole experience? He said, do not take one day for granted.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was just like very heartfelt and very real. And it was just a good morning. It was just a good day. I felt like, you know, I've done this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've done this since 2005. How long is that?
That's almost 20 years.
I've done 19 years. I've done these television segments for that long.
Yeah.
And I still have moments where I'm like, I get to do this and I'm happy and I love it. And if I would have written a list 10 years ago, it would be to do what I'm doing.
That's right.
And so I feel very, very grateful for that. And I think I'd like to say that if you were in a space where if 5 or 10 years ago you were writing a list, you are currently doing what would have been on that list. Notice it.
Yeah.
Speak it. Be thankful for it. Show gratitude for it. Say out loud, I'm grateful that I'm doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad to be where I am, because those seasons aren't guaranteed forever.
That's right.
And I'm just still so grateful. And it was just such a good morning. And it just felt like everything was clicking right. You know, I was like my outfit was cute. I mean, Shia Style Boutique in Berlin, in Ohio's Amish country. They style me for television.
Yeah.
They have for going on 4 years now. Can you believe
that?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And they just had me in such a cute outfit. I normally don't wear jumpers. And I was like,
you were feeling yourself.
I was like, girl, you're looking good.
Okay.
But no, I did. I felt like, you know, this is good. This is a good day. This is the epitome of these are good days. Yeah. I feel like this is just,
I don't know. I think being on TV is pretty extraordinary.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But for me, after 20 years, it still just feels like such a good day.
It is. And it's such a cool opportunity. It's so awesome. Mm-hmm, I'm so glad you get to do that. That's so fun.
Same, me too.
Yeah. Hey, well, we are in the throes, in the thick, in the sweltering heat of summer. And we love summer.
Yes, we do.
We love summer. And so today we want to talk about summer.
Okay.
And what we're looking forward to, what it looks like, and maybe even some ideas for you and your family this summer.
Okay, let's just say this.
Okay.
I'm
with you.
We live in Ohio.
We do live in Ohio.
You know, so I don't know where you might be listening from.
Yeah.
But if you are listening from Ohio, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How precious and wonderful and beautiful summer is to
every
us.
Every day.
Summer is just beautiful in Ohio. I say the reason we live in Ohio is spring, summer, fall.
Yeah, that's true.
Like winter, we're all looking at each other going, what the heck are we doing here?
Listen, my in-laws love spending time in the summer in Ohio.
Oh, I love it. There are days that it's breezy and 67 and it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, you know, like July, August, we're not talking about
those
temperatures.
We get our heat.
Yeah. We get that little Indian summer. But I do think it, even in July and August, it's not the sweltering heat of like the South.
Right. So we love it.
Yes.
So we're talking about some of our summer favorite things. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what kicked off summer for us.
Okay.
We had a hankering for sweet tea. Do you make sweet tea?
Oh yeah,
I
love sweet tea.
So here's the, do you know the secret? So one of my reasons I don't like, sometimes I don't like sweet tea is I feel like it has a weird aftertaste or a bitter flavor.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what they say to do to cut that down?
Give me the trick.
You put a little, like a half a teaspoon of baking soda and mix it in with like the hot tea bags.
Never knew.
And it cuts the bite off the tea.
Never knew.
So we are making sweet tea. Here's my recipe for sweet tea. It's easy.
Okay.
It has a lot of sugar.
Okay.
So just be warned.
Okay.
Because I literally looked it up and I was like, I want to know how to make good Southern style sweet tea.
Tell me.
9 tea bags.
Okay.
2 cups of water.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. 2 cups of sugar.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, wow.
In a gallon of water.
It's a gallon.
For a gallon. And I boil half of it. So I boil it in a tea kettle. Pour it over the tea bags, mix up the sugar and the baking soda, and then fill the rest up with cold water.
Okay.
I only steep it for like 15 minutes, so it's not too bitter. Love it.
Okay, my sister-in-law is from the South. She's from Wilmington, North Carolina. Shout out, Stephanie. I remember one time we were talking about sweet tea, and she's like, oh, I love my grannies. I love the way Southern people, I'm not making fun, I just love the way Southern people talk. She's like, I love my granny's sweet tea. It's like drinking syrup.
Yeah, well, I think some people put Cairo in it. I'm like, whoa, that is next level. I am not there.
Okay, my thing for summer, right out of the gate, Matt, give me salads in the summer.
That's on my list.
Give me salads in the summer.
Oh.
And I want some cut up seasonal fruit. I mean, peaches. Give me a salted peach salad. Give me a spinach, feta, and strawberry salad.
Pecans?
Yes.
Or pecans?
Yes. Daryl and I are salad people. I feel like in the summer, I hear your ice and your
sweet
tea.
I'm drinking sweet tea.
But I feel like we could eat salad five days out of the week.
Well, maybe we should ask Daryl.
Yeah, maybe we
Daryl
should ask
Daryl might
that.
Want more meat.
Well, he does like protein on his salad, so I always make sure I have hard-boiled eggs and cheese, and, you know, he's got to have some protein, like chicken or steak or something like that.
That's pretty much what we do in the summer is we grill a meat, and we make some veggies or a salad and call it a day.
Yes.
It's one of the best parts about summer. You know, when you have a hot day, you're either like laying by the pool or working outside or whatever you're doing.
I want to give my next one.
To grill and have a salad is like perfect.
Let's
go.
I'm in my shorts era.
You are in your shorts era.
Last year, I was like, I'm ripping out the shorts. I'm not stopping it. I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah. And I didn't know you to wear shorts until last year.
And listen, I would avoid shorts because I'm curvy. And so something just, there was a switch that just went off that said, listen, curvy girls can wear shorts too.
Totally.
What the heck?
Right.
So I went to Be Fearless. You know, we love them. Be Fearless if you are listening. I went to Be Fearless and I bought myself 2 pair of shorts and I have worn them and I love them. And, you know, Wear the shorts. And also, let me just say this. If you are mom of girls and you are curvy, you are plus size, model to your daughters you wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't not wear your shorts because you feel like because of your body, you can't.
Right.
Because your daughter is watching and listening to that. And if you want to wear shorts, wear the shorts.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you wear shorts?
Yeah, oh yeah. I love shorts.
Wear shorts.
I used to wear cargo shorts.
You also wear athletic shorts.
I am so sporty. I am so sporty. I wear athletic shorts. Listen, I was just telling someone Four-way stretch clothes for men are where it's at. Four-way stretch clothes.
I don't know what that means.
It just means, listen, four-way. Women.
Like yeah, four ways? Like, why you got to stretch it four ways?
Because it goes everywhere. North, south, east, or west. Listen, you women have been getting the stretchy clothes for years. You were holding that
true,
on us.
That's true.
We don't get the leggings.
Are they like leggings?
No. Well, no. But like, it's like golf shirts that are stretchy, okay. I'm currently wearing jeans that are stretchy.
Yeah.
Like sign me up for stretchy clothes.
Daryl, I just bought Daryl a Carhartt Dick's, if you are listening.
Yeah.
Carhartt, if you are listening.
I was caught off guard by the word you said. I'm not going to lie.
Carhartt shirt at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Is it stretchy?
They have a new fabric called Force. And it is like a wicking, breathable fabric by Carhartt. And
it's
so
good.
I bought Daryl a shirt because I thought, well, let's see if he likes it. And you know my husband, he keeps a t-shirt. Well, first of all, I buy it for him. He saves it. He saves it.
You're like wear the shirt.
So he has saved this t-shirt for months. And he finally was wearing it the other weekend. And I was like, oh, I like that shirt. He said, yeah. He said, I like the fabric. It's cool. Mm. And I'm like, okay. There is my...
If he says it, you do it.
There's my green light. I'm going to go buy him every color.
That's right. All right, here's my next one. Bonfires.
Oh.
I love a good fire. I love sitting around the fire. I love eating around the fire. You know what's a fun idea?
What?
Skyline Eric and his wife have open bonfire nights. They do this every single Thursday night through the summer.
I think I'm going to go.
I know, where people can just show up in their backyard and they have s'more stuff.
Listen, Hibachi, Skyline, Eric, listen up. I'm probably going to show up at your house one Thursday
night.
That's right. Emily and Eric,
we're coming for you. Listen, here's what we really need to do is we need to schedule it and have Hibachi before s'mores night. And make it an extravaganza.
Yes, we do. Listen, speaking of bonfires, there's a cool little thing out.
Is it the solo stove?
Yes.
My mom
solo,
has one.
If you are listening, boy,
my mom loves
Bell
her solo
fire.
Stove.
They're
loves
great.
It.
They're great, and they don't burn the ground.
Right.
You know, they're.
It has the whole air thing on the side.
It's wonderful.
I know. Well, here's something I love about bonfires. My family growing up, we call them quickie pies, but some people call them fire pies.
Yeah, some people call them hobos.
Hobo pies, yeah. So we will have those quickie irons and we make different things with them.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this?
Yes.
So you get,
love it.
I think it works best with like plain run-of-the-mill sandwich bread. So you get that, you butter the sides like you would a grilled cheese on the outside.
I'm with you,
lamb on the outsides. Yep. Here's where it gets fun. You can
put
choose your
you
own adventure at this point.
You can put cream cheese.
You could put cream.
You can
put
cream cheese and fruit.
You could.
Yeah.
We like making pizza. So pizza sauce, mozzarella, pepperoni.
Yep.
We also like making pies. You could do that. Yeah. We like making pies. So we'll get like pie filling.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
A little bit of cream
cheese
with that.
Ham and cheese.
Oh, okay.
Ham and cheese sandwiches in the fire.
I would do that.
Listen, bonfire food is where it's at.
I would do it.
Love it.
Yep.
Go.
Me?
Yeah.
Another one? Okay. I have to say any water, anything with water.
Water.
Like water.
Activities.
Like
you meant the drink.
Well,
I was like,
I'm not going to ski or kneeboard anymore. But the other day, not long ago, Daryl and I took the boat out.
Yeah.
And Daryl has a little fishing boat. It's nothing fancy.
Yeah.
He's got a Lund fishing boat. And we went to Pleasant Hill Lake. And we took the boat out, and it was just so nice.
Yeah.
Water in the... There's something about water in the summer. I love the beach. You know, I love to go to Hilton Head, really mostly like May, June.
Right.
I'm not doing Hilton Head July, August.
It's hot.
It's just too hot.
We're going in July. We are there in July,
and
it is hot.
I know a lot of people also love that heat. Give them the sweltering heat. I went last August with my childhood girlfriends, the first week of August, and I want to tell you something. We were cooking like a fried egg on that
beach. Do you think that's because you're getting older, though? Like, when you were younger, did you love just baking and tanning and just oil?
It's menopause. Are you kidding? I am 55.
You sure are.
And I said to the girls one day after we had just cooked in the sun all day, I said, listen, I don't know where the community, we have owned our little space for 8 years and I did not know where the community pool was because I just never
just go to the beach.
Yeah. We just went to the beach. I said, we are going to find the community pool and I have to stand in that pool for an hour because I knew that my body was overheated.
Yeah.
I just felt so overheated and so hot. We found the pool and we did. We stood in the pool for at least an hour. And
I did
feel like my body temperature came down.
Yeah.
It was I was so hot.
Yeah.
So for me, July, August in beachy areas in the South, like Florida Georgia or Hilton Head or North Carolina, it's just too, July, August, a little too hot for me. But Ohio lakes.
Mm-hmm. Ohio lakes are nice in the summer.
Beautiful.
What are you using for your sun protection, SPF, these days?
SPF? Well, Rocasa. Remember, I talked about Rocasa and stuff we love. Rocasa has this wonderful oil that's, I think it's 30.
Okay.
And then they have this wonderful after sun.
Yeah.
This after sun spray.
Yeah.
And I just love that brand.
Yeah.
I love that brand. I love what they stand for. I love that they're clean and their ingredients are, you know, ingredients of integrity. I love that. Mm-hmm. Rocasa, C-A-S-A, Rowe, Casa.
Yep. That's awesome. Okay. Here's something I'm loving. Like you said, in Ohio, we just soak in the outdoors. Yeah. And I know this is going to sound silly, but one of the things I love and look forward to in the summer is going to restaurants that have a patio or like they can put up a garage door or they have like an overhang.
Yes.
There are some restaurants in our town like Mariola. Mariola, if you are listening, Mariola Italian has a beautiful patio.
You know who else does? City Square. If you are listening, I love their patio.
I do. I love their patio.
I also love their truffle fries there.
I have never had those.
Oh, they're so
good. We better go.
Good. And their steaks are delicious. Mm-hmm. There. You know, there is a place in Tremont that I've eaten at in this last month in Tremont, Ohio. So between, you know, Worcester and Cleveland, there's a place called Lucky's. And it's like this brunchy cafe.
Is it on a corner? I think I've been there.
It's so good.
I think I've been there.
And there's outside seating. And if you go on the weekend, there's usually, the waitress told us that there's usually an hour wait.
Wow.
But if you go during the week, you know, you usually don't have to wait. But it's called Lucky's. And it is delicious. And they have an in-house pastry chef and, you know, their brunch is just fabulous. I had the biscuits and gravy, in case you're wondering. So
that's funny.
So I'm with you. Outdoor patios, great one.
I think outdoor eating is a way of life for so many places, but it's just not for us.
And in Europe, it's very popular.
Yeah.
Listen, if someone says, would you like to sit outside? Just make sure you take a little something with you, a little jacket if it gets a little cool, but eat outside.
Yeah.
It is such a treat to eat outside.
I agree. And I did live overseas for a while and it was really popular outside seating.
I love that. Yeah.
I also think it's fascinating in places like Florida where they will have it's a funny thing. They'll have like the doors open to their stores and the AC just cranking out.
Yeah.
But they'll prop the door open.
Yeah.
Ohio people, we save every little bit of air conditioning. We're a little more stingy. All right. You're next.
Well, you know, Matt, I have a little Volkswagen Bug that is a convertible that I love so much. And in the summer, listen, when you have an opportunity to jump in a Jeep or a convertible, take it.
Because
there is something so joyful and freeing
it's
and
very
happy.
Cathartic.
Yes, about being just out in the breeze and the sun and the air.
I agree.
It's one of my favorite.
My mother-in-law has a Mini Cooper convertible, and it's like therapy if I drive it.
Yes.
I love driving
I love
her
it.
Car.
And I love the feeling of the sun and the wind.
Totally.
It's just, it's different than a sunroof and your windows. It just is.
It
just
really is.
It just makes that vehicle has brought me so much joy.
One of my
it's not new, it's old, but I love it.
One of my best memories of your convertible actually doesn't involve you. It was when Carlos Whitaker was here and he needed someone to drive him somewhere.
Yes.
And you and Daryl were both busy and I was next in line.
Yes.
And you were like, can you take Carlo? Yeah. But the only car available is the Bug. And I was like, okay. So Carlos Whitaker and I drove in Amish country.
I have a picture of you
in your Bug. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, it's just a funny sight seeing two guys in a Volkswagen convertible.
Yes.
So
in
it was
Amish
fun.
Country.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, here's mine, and I'm going to ask you a question about this too. I love a good barbecue picnic grilling sesh.
For sure.
Like when it gets hot, I'm loving burgers, hot dogs, maybe chicken on the grill.
Yes.
I love that kind of stuff. Yes. But here's my question for you.
Yes. Say it.
When you're putting together a barbecue, not necessarily barbecue, but like a picnic, like grilled food.
Got it.
What are, I know you're going to have opinions about this. What are the sides that have to be there or the things that have to accompany the burger or the hot dog? Like, what are the things that
Well,
you need?
If we have the margin and the time, we will always have homemade french fries. Daryl has an outside setup with a fryer and we do homemade french fries.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely
Do you have like
delicious.
A big french fry cutter?
No, I just cut them by hand.
Whoa.
I mean, we do have, we have one that we can borrow from my brother-in-law if we do a big crowd, but I just cut them by hand.
Okay.
We did a group of like 9 of us and I just cut them by hand.
Okay.
And then if we don't have that much margin, I will, potato salad, man.
Yeah.
Potato salad with a burger and a dog. Come on.
Yeah.
And also hot dogs, give me the Walnut Creek cheese ballpark chili sauce, like the chili sauce. Oh, so good.
I love that recipe.
So good. So
okay, I have a question about
this too. And toppings. Wait, I'm not done.
Wait, I know I have one more question.
Okay,
I have a question, please.
Okay.
Please. In regards to the potato salad, is this like a creamy white base or is this like a mustardy base?
Well, I would say...
Do you put mustard in it, is my question.
Well, I like creamy with a little dash of mustard.
Okay.
And some pickle relish.
So it's not like bright yellow, but maybe
And I like egg
yellow.
In my potato salad.
Agreed.
I like egg. I will say, if you're going to do burgers, if burgers are a part of this picture... You gotta have good toppings.
I agree. Oh, totally.
I want lettuce. I want good lettuce.
Same.
I want a really beefy, red, beautiful tomato. Mm. And let me just add this.
Oh, tell me.
Don't put your toppings out and not season them. Don't put your lettuce, tomato, and onion on a platter without putting a little finishing salt over them. Grind a little pepper.
I've never done that. I'm sorry. This is brand new information to me. You're scolding our podcast family, and it's something that is not that common.
Put some finishing salt, Maldon's finishing salt, Maldon. You can buy it by the bucket on Amazon. Get it. Put a little finishing salt on, grind a little pepper, and then listen to me. This is Daryl calling. I cannot take that phone call. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Daryl.
I have to tell him. And then get some magic garlic dust,
praise be,
from Well Seasoned Table and sprinkle that on.
We love them.
And I'm telling you, people will say that burger. It's because you have seasoned your vegetables and it draws out the flavor.
You know what I need to? I need a red onion. I love red onion on a burger.
Me too.
Like a nice crispy red onion. I love that. Hey, you're clicking. Can you turn your sound
sorry,
off?
Sorry. I gotta text Daryl and say,
okay, listen, here's one of our family's things.
Pasta.
We also love pea salad. Do you like pea salad?
I love pea salad, but you know, I don't really make it.
Ooh, we're kind of in a pea salad season.
Well,
this
where's
is our
the recipe. Are
our
you gonna
pea
post
salad
it?
Era.
Will you post the recipe? Will you
sure,
post
but
pea
listen,
salad recipe?
We have made some controversial choices about our pea salad. So if you look at a traditional pea salad, basically it has peas. It has
mayonnaise.
Okay. It has apple cider vinegar. It has some sugar. It has some sour cream.
Okay. Yeah.
But it has peas and bacon and cheese.
What about purple onion or red onion?
An onion.
Okay.
But we have decided, my wife and I, we made a very important family decision that we are going to omit chunks of cheese. Because I don't need a big
mouth.
I know you probably.
No, I don't either. I don't need it.
Yeah. I don't need big chunks of cheese. Maybe a little shredded cheese.
Yeah.
But you know what Mallory wants to try?
What?
She wants to add hard-boiled eggs. So it's like a little mashup of pea salad and potato salad.
Right.
So we're trying that.
Right. Well, I would hand shred some sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get the bag shredded cheese.
Yes.
I would hand
shred.
I don't
need cheese cubes in it. That's what it calls for typically, like a traditional pea salad, but we're omitting that. Okay, I have a couple other things I want to talk about. Here's the next one. I have had people in my DMs telling me that they've been doing the post-it note thing about fun activities.
Yes.
I've had people saying they're on vacation with their families and they get post-it notes, that they've been doing the post-it note thing and moving them around. And I love that. If you haven't listened to that, do it.
Yes.
It is one of the most fun things. And I saw recently
which episode again?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's not.
It was part of a good day.
It was part of a good day. Yeah. It was a recent.
Yeah, it was so good.
And also, people are doing High-Low Buffalo.
High-Low Buffalo. People are starting it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And that was named High-Low Buffalo. So you can find that.
You can find that one easily. Yeah. Listen, I've seen people do the similar thing with bingo cards. You make a big bingo card for your family and bop off which ones you do.
That's a great idea.
I love that. It's the same thing. All of it's all about just having intentions set for the summer.
Yeah, that's good.
I love that. Listen, here's a fun fact too. If you have a fourth grader, you don't know what I'm going to say, and I love this. If you have a fourth grader, you can get into any national park in the country for free. Oh, it's a program for fourth grade. It's when they learn about the national parks.
That's amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
I love that. Okay,
here's
listen,
my last thing.
I've got one more thing too, and then we got to wrap.
Here's my last thing is, did you know in the summer that often they will replay kids' movies as matinees through the week for a lot cheaper? So they might get like The Lion King.
Wait, is this all movie theaters?
A lot. It's like very, Regal, it's common practice. Wow. Yeah. For movie theaters.
Wait, why didn't I know this? How long has this been going on?
A while.
What?
I learned this from Skyline Eric. Often on, typically it's on Wednesdays, I think, but other days too. They'll get old movies and they'll run them for cheap on a matinee. So if you have a hot day or a stormy day and you're like,
what?
Let's go see a movie on the cheap.
That's such a great
look up
hack.
Your matinees. What's your last one?
Last one, and then I know we got to talk about food. In Ohio's Amish country,
yes,
we have amazing vegetable and fruit roadside stands.
So true. Harvey's Market. And I love Harvey's Market.
Listen, I'm driving by and I see those watermelons, mm-hmm. or I see that fresh sweet corn, and I just whip my car in.
Yeah,
and I just love it. Makes me feel very It makes our table feel colorful.
Mm-hmm.
I love color in food.
Yeah.
So give me the sweet corn.
Totally.
Give me the big fat tomato.
Yes.
Give me fresh potatoes that have just been dug up out of the ground.
Mm.
I love our local roadside stands. They're wonderful.
Totally agree.
It's one of the things that makes Ohio's Amish country just so special is those roadside stands.
Can you give us a tip for how to pick a good watermelon?
You know, the whole knocking thing, knocking and it's hollow or you smell the end and it smells like good or ripe. That's always worked for me.
But you know,
I also think it's a gamble.
No, totally.
I think you just roll the dice and you just pray for a good one.
That's right.
And do you love muskmelon or cantaloupe?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I will say Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, they have a beautiful display of all local fruits and vegetables during the summer. A lot of local, they really showcase a lot of local growers. It's so worth going there. They just, you know, in May, they had an incredible plant sale. There's always things you can watch out for. So
absolutely.
They're really great to follow on Instagram.
That's what I was just going to say. Their Instagram are very intentional about what they post.
Yes, they are. They've gotten very up to date and very relevant to what's happening in the social media world, and they just have a really great fruit and vegetable display during the summer.
You know what else would be really great? My family does the thing with corn where you roll the corn on top of the butter stick.
Oh, yeah,
but they have that roll butter now. That would be awesome to just leave in like a Tupperware or something and just slather your corn with their roll butter. Oh, I'm hungry now. That's awesome.
Yeah, we are so thankful for Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and Walnut Creek Foods for sponsoring this podcast. And we just love that place.
Absolutely. You know, we are so thankful that you've joined us for this fun episode about things to anticipate and have fun in the summer. And my hope is that we gave you some ideas. Maybe you're going to whip out a pea salad, go to the movies, see a national park, or make pies over the fire. Hey, well, I forget what we say.
What?
Whether
no,
ordinary,
you don't.
I did. My mind literally blanked. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.